Brother Al,
he ain't clowning around. There you go, Dal Hicks. How you doing?
Hey,
Dal.
What's happening?
Good morning, D.
Good morning, Brother Adams from 6th District.
Hey, good morning, brother.
Staccato.
Brothers.
Staccato.
How you doing, Mr. Powell?
Good morning, brother.
How you doing, Mr. Thompson?
What's up, KT?
KT, 178. What's up, brother?
There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one. None else can heal our soul's diseases, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our troubles and our struggles, and he will guide us till the day is done. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one. Good morning, my brothers, and welcome to the Thursday edition of our corporate and collective prayer cycle, where men of like mind and spirits come together in prayer and in meditation. We thank God for each of you, members of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. He thought it not robbery to begin your day with others who believe as we believe that Jesus is Lord. God bless you. We are impressed today that our numbers have been steadily in the high 90s and the low 100s. We know that each of you is attempting to reach out to others and have them join this wonderful time of prayer and praise each morning. Thank God for each of you. We were in the triple digits until 2 days ago. We dipped down into the 90s. But I noticed yesterday that in the 6th district, there was an attempt made to reach as many brothers to be on the call today. And in the 7th district, another attempt was made to get brothers involved in the call today and tomorrow. So I know that our district chaplains are busy as we grow our numbers. Thank God for each of you. We're always delighted to have members of our Supreme Council on the phone, current and past, our district officers, our grand officers, members of our Supreme Council on the phone. We thank God for each of you. We heard our fabulous leader who began this effort, March of 2015, on the phone, Bishop Staccato Powell. We praise God for his participation and presence on this call. And as always, we're delighted to have GD40 on the phone. I will add that yesterday, as we were on the phone call with the brothers of the 12th District, that we were joined with comments by GD41. Dr. Merriam was on the phone with us, as was our first vice grand on the phone with us yesterday for our 9:30 call. And we praise God for everyone who's involved in this effort to make sure that we are Christ-centered as we espouse Christian manhood. God bless you. At this time, I think it'd be appropriate if we all rise in spirit and receive GB40, who's on the line with us today, for him to give us whatever comments he feels led to share with us today. God bless you, Dr. Knox. You have the phone, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor. Doctor, it is always, it's an honor and a privilege for me to have this opportunity to come together to be with the brothers as we come together touching the green. I've seen the difference that it's made in my life. I've seen the difference that it's made within my family. I've seen the difference that it's making within my community, as in my church. And brothers, everyone on this call has been a part of creating positive change for so many of us. I thank all the brothers that chimed in this morning. It's a joyful noise that I look to every day, to hear every day, Monday through Friday, as we come together. Because I've learned so much being on the call, before the prayer call, and after the prayer call as well. So I thank each and every one of you for it. Brothers, we're that chosen organization. You've heard me say it before. We're the chosen organization. And when we're working together, especially when we're praying together, the Lord hears our plea, he hears our call. And he created this change for our communities, and we've been recognized as that organization. As others turn to having prayer calls, as we know now that some of the ladies have a prayer call, and they don't do it every morning. They do it once a month. As some of the other men of the Divine Nine are doing the prayer call, and they do it on their periodic basis. they're recognizing and they're stepping in line. But this is an opportunity for us all. Everybody that comes on the call, whether you're an officer, grand officer, district, state, or just a local officer, we all come together as one, praying for a common cause to make mankind better. And as we go into this election cycle, we're going to be called on and we're going to be looked to lead. And brothers, I know that we'll do what's called upon. We'll do what's necessary to make sure that we're part of creating a change for our community. Brothers, we have a golden opportunity. We have a golden opportunity to make this world a better place. And I know that you have always answered the call, and I know that you will now. So thank you so much for being who you are. Thank you so much for doing what you do and the difference that you make. And please know, brothers, that I thank you, and I love you all.
And Dr. Knox, we love you as well. Thank you so much for your constant care for us and for your constant participation with us on this prayer call. And we praise God for what you mean to Omega. God bless you and Angela and all the members of the Knox family. God bless you.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor. Thank you so much.
My brothers, what a joy it is every other Thursday to welcome to the phone line our good brother, the district chaplain of the 6th District covering the states of North and South Carolina. Glad to have him on the phone with us today. He did reach out yesterday to his constituents, and we know that we're going to have a wonderful time. The goal today for him was 200. Let's see if we can hit it. And we praise God for our good brother, Brother Ray Ray, as he's affectionately called, Brother Ray Johnson.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Ray Johnson. You have the phone, sir. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Grant. Thank you, Brother Grant. I'm sitting here smiling because, yeah, we are the mighty men of valor. And I love it because as strong black men, as strong men of color, we're standing in the gap for our communities, and we are coming together. Yeah, we sent out a clarion call here in the 6th District, but it wasn't just the 6th District. It was all the districts from the 1st through the 13th. We actually had brothers calling in and saying, I'll be there. Don't worry, I'm on, Ray. And brothers even said, it's 3:30 in the morning out on the West Coast, but I'll be on, Ray. And I'm just sitting here smiling because I know that the men of valor, the men of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, will stand up today. And I know that we're going to have 200 on the call today. And I thank all brothers for being on the call, and I thank all brothers who helped get us to where we are today. Brothers, what we do with the call, for those of you that are new, we're going to first, we go through a meditation out of the Daily Word Bible. This will take us through the entire, if we follow it for the entire year, we will have read the entire Bible, and we'll also glean some information about that. Then after that, we'll go into the prayer. So with that, let me just say, of course, today is July 18th, and from the Daily Word Bible, it asks you to read Isaiah chapters 17 through 20. Brothers, this is day 200 of the year 2019. The title of today's lesson is Collapse from Corruption. Collapse from Corruption. And we can even make some correlations between what we're seeing in our society today as we read through what's happening in this time from the Bible. But Damascus, Ethiopia, and Egypt are next to feel the hot blast of Isaiah's, and it's the prophet Isaiah's burdens of judgment. The glory of Damascus will be removed, leaving behind leanness of body and soul. But a handful will repent, and like the gleaning from an olive tree, they will provide hope for a future harvest. Ethiopia, though they are tall in stature and smooth of skin, they will be pruned away like branches, and one day return to Zion to pay homage to God and acknowledge him as their sovereign. Egypt will experience civil war, economic ruin, and spiritual poverty during this time frame, showing the bankruptcy of Egypt's false gods. But one day, the Lord Almighty will declare, blessed be Egypt, my people. And that's in Isaiah 19:25. As you read through those four chapters, brothers, you're going to learn about the doom for Damascus in chapter 17. You're going to read about the pruning for Ethiopia in chapter 18. In chapter 19, you're going to read about the infamy for Egypt. In chapter 20, enemies for Egypt. Brothers, think about I want you to visualize a courtroom. The case is presented. The jury recesses. A verdict is reached. Guilty as charged. But then the trial takes an unexpected twist. The presiding judge also happens to be the criminal's father. And just before his son reaches the bar, the judge steps down, takes off his robe, and pays the fine for his guilty son. Justice and mercy. That story illustrates, my brothers, a divine truth. The judge would not have been just if he had allowed his son to go free. But his love caused him to take his son's place in paying the fine. And I know many of us would do the same thing. We would do that. I know KT would do that for his sons, and Horace would do that for his, and I certainly would do it for mine. But the same is true of God. He would not be just if he ignored the sins committed against him. But in his great love, he gave the gift of his son to pay the price for our sins. If you look back in Isaiah 14, 1 through 8, there's a message there of mercy. It's inserted also between many dark chapters of judgment. God is just, but he also shows love toward all who trust him. That's important. God is just, but he also shows love toward all who trust him. In his love, he's provided the answer to our sin to our sin problem. It's a savior. The word for the day, brothers, is mercy without justice becomes unmerciful. Justice without mercy is unjust. Let me repeat that. The word for the day, mercy without justice becomes unmerciful. Justice without mercy, unjust. And brothers, as we look at that ancient time, Israel's citizens and kings kept turning to everyone around them, turning to everybody but God for help, including Aram, Assyria, their own altars, and anyone else they could make an alliance with. This was a tragic irony for those described as the people of Emmanuel. And we all know that Emmanuel means God is with us. So during that time, they looked everywhere else but to God for their help. As part of his judgment on Egypt, God instructed Isaiah to dress like a prisoner of war, unclothed and barefoot for 3 years, as a sign of calamity that God was going to bring, upon Egypt. You know, we have to continually, my brothers, we must continually trust on God. Many of you know my story. There was a time when I was looking for a job, and I was looking for it, and brothers, it looked really bleak. I would get offers, but they weren't the right offers. We're praying, and you brothers helped me pray for, and we've been praying for jobs and better jobs. And I would get a job, but it wasn't the right one. But God continued to pray, and finally God gave me not one job, but two. As a result of that, I'm on the fall faculty at North Carolina A&T, and I'm also a director at a local college as well. God is coming through. There were times, I'll be real honest with you, that I was even questioning it. Not long, but there were times when Satan would say, this didn't work. Don't focus. And so, but with the brothers, we continue to focus and stay prayed up and stay focused on God at all times. He came through, and he is not a respecter of person. His word says what he's done for one, he'll do for another. I don't care what you're going through. I don't know what you're up against. I don't know what's happening in your life, your finances, your relationships, whatever it might be. Stay focused on God. Stay close to God. I want to also just now, I want to do something a little bit different. I think it's good to do things differently sometimes. I was speaking with a brother the other day, and we've been praying for him for a long time. And this brother has come through trials and tribulations. And when we talk about somebody who's gone through the test of fire, who's gone through trials and tribulations, and through it all, his head may be bloody, but it's unbowed. This brother, I've asked him to just take a minute today, just a minute, to share with him, to share with us what he's gone through and what's going on in his life right now, and also what the prayer line has done for him. With that, I'm going to ask Brother Michael Jackson, who our Grand Basilist, GB40, mentions almost on a daily basis. I'd like him now to depress star six and spend a few minutes, or spend 8 minutes to just share with us. Brother Amen. Jackson, the line is yours.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Pastor. Thank you for this opportunity to speak.
Amen.
Because I know that there are many brothers on the call and many brothers around the world in this fraternity that may not have the opportunity to come to you and say, you saved my life. Again, I say,
Amen.
You saved my life. You have saved my life. Knock three times and the door will be open. My brother, the door is open now. I want to say that your strong, strong faith and belief in God that he can heal and he has the power to do amazing things in people's lives. And he has done amazing things in my life as I have struggled all through this fraternity, teaching the lessons of fear and unknown and how to overcome to brothers in this fraternity and other people in the community. Here is the lesson, fear and unknown. You make the plan. Don't let the plan make you.
Amen.
Amen.
I plan to go to St. Louis right after this procedure in Washington, D.C. at the hospital. I'm going to St. Louis because I'm going to the Black Drake reunion and be with the brothers of Drake University that are in our fraternity. And on that day, just before I got there, I almost stumbled and fell. But as I was falling, I read a text on my phone that said, God got you. We're going to beat this thing. And we got you.
Yes.
We got you. We
Amen.
Got you. And when I went in and came out, the sun was shining so bright when I walked out of the hospital.
Yes.
Yes. Sunglasses. That was the radiance and shine of Omega Psi Phi brothers on that prayer call.
Amen.
It was a radiance and shine of all those brothers on that prayer call that made
Amen.
It possible
Amen.
To go to my chapter meeting and go to St. Louis. And as I called to make my arrangements again, they said, you don't have a hotel. I called a brother, and he said, I'll get back to you. Another brother called and said, don't worry about it. You got a room in the Chase Park Plaza the first weekend in August. Don't worry about anything. We'll see you in St. Louis. My brothers, you have saved my life and many, many brothers in this on this call.
Brother Jackson, tell them what you went through. What type of ailments did you have? Let's talk. Just take a second and tell them that. And then we'll have to get back to the prayer call.
Okay. I was diagnosed in 2010 with prostate cancer. And I went through the surgery, and they said they didn't get it off. And then I went through radiation in 2011. And in 2016, they said I was cancer-free of prostate cancer.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. In 2017, I was diagnosed with colon cancer, and I went through chemotherapy for 6 months, and it stopped working. And then it metastasized over to my liver, and so I had surgery again. And then I went through 4 months of chemotherapy, and it stopped working. And now I'm at a position where I had to go in for this direct liver therapy at George Washington University to make sure that they kill all the cancer on my liver.
Amen. Amen.
Now, that's
Amen.
Not all the Amen. Cancer in my body. I'm still fighting the battle. But
Wanted.
Lord knows that I'm a strong Omega man because of the brothers on this call.
Amen.
Brother Jackson, I want to say thank you for that. I appreciate Amen. It. And that's what we are. That's what we're about here. We're talking about overcoming challenges and being there for one another. I've never met Brother Jackson, but we spoke the other day, and I just said, we got to get this story out because it's so strong. He's up there in the 3rd District, and I'm sure all the brothers in the 6th District and the 3rd District and all areas around know him. But I'll tell you what now, Brother Jackson also, with all the things you just heard, he came down and played, I understand, in Brother Knox's golf tournament. I think he won the tournament and also won longest drive as well. So, brothers, that's what it's about. I'm talking about whatever his passion is, he's still able to enjoy that and still coming through all these challenges, and we're going to stand behind him. So, brother, thank you for that. As a matter of fact, we're going to pray for, I want to just lift up the prayers that we've, some other prayers that we've received. Like, I was talking to Brother Charles Govan the other day, and we're going to pray for his wife. We're going to pray for his wife, Carolyn, as she goes through some challenges in her retina. She's going to have surgery on July 25th. We're going to pray for Brother Toussaint Avent up there in Iota chapter. We're praying for Mildred Moore, who's out in the Pasadena area. She's the mother of Larry Hammond, who's in the who's having some issues. We'll be praying for Dorothy McFadden, and also Celestine Beatty, who's the mother of Carolyn Dumas. We'll be praying also for the mother of brothers Ron and Mark Kennard. We call her Miss Betty. We love her, and she's up there in the Greensboro area. We want to also just pray for justice in America. If we see what's going on in America today, we can't stand still, and I'm glad to say that we're not going to stand still. But you take a look at Eric Garner and the issues that are happening there, and that how our justice system is supposed to protect us and have an unbiased view what they're doing. We're going to pray for some focus in that area. We're going to pray also for Deborah Scarlett, who's in the Tallahassee area as she looks for jobs and better jobs. We're going to pray for Brother P. Kevin Williamson, who also experienced a loss, an undescribable loss. We're going to pray for our first vice DR, the 4th District, Brother David Relaford, and his aunt, Clementis Brandon, as she needs help, as she meets with her physician to discuss open wounds on her lower extremities. We're going to pray for divine healing for her. We're going to pray for Brother Preston Burnett as he's praying for all the veterans and also praying for the Vietnam veterans in his area, praying for informative and supportive meetings as they get together on the first and third Thursdays. We'll be praying for the Courtney Moore family, including Miguel Sanchez's family and Brother O'Broderick Sanders and the family of Mike Harris. We'll be praying also that Brother Charles Box receives a new kidney. We're praying for Renee Brown, that health is restored, healing is complete. We're going to be praying also for our very own Grand Chaplain, Walter T. Richardson. We're going to pray for him and also for his beautiful wife, Dolores. She'll be undergoing surgery today, and we're going to pray and be lifting her up. We're going to be praising also for Brother Calvin Johnson and brothers like him who pledged in 1944. He recently received his 75-year pen. We also have Rudolph Boone Sr., who is in his 90s and will be receiving his, he'll actually have a birthday this week. We're just praising God for people like that, strong role models in our community. We're going to also be praying for the Beta Psi Foundation as they raise money for the Moses C. Norman Educational Endowment. We're going to pray for Chaplain Thomas Hood of 90, he's 93, New Kai. He lost his brother on Tuesday. We're going to continue pray for people like Brother Melvin McDaniel. I just heard this last night. I've not had the opportunity to talk to him, but Brother Melvin McDaniel, whose daughter passed recently, a transition from labor to reward. Brother Alvin Givens, he's requesting healing from his kidney disease. We'll also pray for that brother. We call him the Haynesport Wonder. His name is Larry Lewis up there in Trenton, New Jersey. We're praying also for Essie Johnson to receive the proper care for that chemo, which is infecting now other organs. We're going to pray also for their son, Shannon Johnson. We're going to also lift up a strong prayer for Brother Rayford Johnson, because Rayford Johnson, he's the caregiver. He's there. He's the one that's been able to look his wife in the eye and let her know that he's got her. Even though she's going through some things, he's going to hold her hand and let her know, I got you, baby. Just like Brother Rudolph Boone looks at his beautiful wife, Sarah, is going to be letting her know, I got you, baby. And we're also praying for Roberta Summers, who recently suffered a heart attack. She's the mother of brother Jeff Simmons. We're going to also pray for Betty Collins, James, who recently underwent colon cancer surgery. And we're going to pray for people like Brother Kennington Smith in Fayetteville, Georgia. We're going to pray for Lambda Mu Mu up there in Toronto with Brother Raymond Titer and all the brothers up there in the Great White North. We're going to pray for and ask for continued healing, for continued healing and also blessings for our grand chaplain, as I mentioned before, Walter T. Richin, and our grand boss, David Marion, and the Supreme Council. I want to ask a special blessing and and peace for Brother Ricky Lewis, our first vice DR. We're going to pray for our district officers. We're praying for our chapter officers and all brothers. We're praying for GB40, who's on this call on a regular basis. We give him, we thank him for coming on and dedicating himself. We thank also his wife, Angela, for coming on here, and Tony Jr., Antoinette, all the grandkids. We thank God also for people like our GB30, our grand boss number 30, Ed Brainin, who is undergoing the aging process, as many are. And as they've been strong role models, we pray that they will continue to be of good health and of great mind and of great speech. We thank God also for brothers like Bobby McAllister and Lee Albert and John Wesley Gumby, who comes on this call and prays every day. We thank God for brothers like that and Brother Randy Harris, Brother Virgil Thompson, and Brother Thomas Ellis. We thank God for the men of valor, the mighty men of valor. And, Lord, you've heard the names that I've lifted up. We give you honor. We praise your name. We thank you, Father. We know that you are not a respecter of persons. Your word says your word will not return to you void. We thank you for the names that I have called and the names that I missed. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we praise you. We thank you. We bow down before you because we know that you are indeed the highest God of all gods. You are Elohim. You're the El Shaddai. You are the God of all gods, Lord. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. You will provide our needs. You are our Jehovah Nissi. No matter what we're going through, you will fight our battles for us. And we are fighting the good battles. It may look gloom, but we all know that we've got to keep fighting and keep ourselves in fighting trim as we go through. Lord, we thank you that we are victorious. We thank you for the strong men of Omega Psi Phi. We thank you for the 200 that are on this call today. We thank you that this is not something that Ray Johnson did, Walter T. Richardson did, or Tony Knox did, or the 6th District, or anyone. You did it, Lord, and we thank you now for it. We thank you also that all the brothers on this call, no matter what they're going through, will be victorious. We're covered in the blood of Jesus. We are covered from the top of our head down to the soles of our feet, now to our outer extremities. We thank you, God, for victory in our lives. We thank you that no matter what Satan's going, whatever Satan is throwing against us, we are indeed victorious. We're going to walk out of here boldly today, full of confidence. David Jones is getting on that plane. He's going to close that sale today wherever he lands. We thank you, Lord, that people will see a boldness in our eye. They're going to see a boldness in our step today as we go out, knowing that God's got us. And that we also are men of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. Lord, we thank you for all these things. We thank you for all the brothers, and we now give you honor. We thank you, and we ask that all these things be done now in the mighty and the powerful name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. And all the brothers on the call say, amen.
Amen,
amen,
brother.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you, Father.
That's what uplift is all about, brother.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. Hey, Kirkland Army, we thank you, brother.
God bless you.
Very powerful, brother Johnson. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. God bless you, man. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yeah, KT. I know that voice, brother. Who,
you know that brother you said his wife having retinal surgery?
Right.
Give him my number, man. You know, that's what I do. I take pictures of that all day, 30 years.
Okay, I'll do that.
If he has some questions.
I will do that. I will do that.
Tell him to text me first. Because if I don't recognize his number, I ain't calling hardly. I ain't picking up.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right, brother. I'll do that.
Who's that, Nelly?
That's Marco.
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 Hey, Marco. This is Matt Scully.
Marco.
Brother Scully, thank you, brother.
Hey.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, big brother.
Great job.
Can you hear me?
You did a great job.
I can hear you.
Can't hear you.
Big Tim said he'll call you in a little bit.
Hallelujah.
Don't listen to
hey, look, I'm a new brother on the line.
Brother Johnson,
I need to appreciate
the morning word. Still, have a great day, man.
Yeah, Brother Johnson.